to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God, for another day.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
But we rejoice and we're glad that he got us in this day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The 17th day of the new year.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We're still here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we owe God some praise up in this house.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Him. Magnify his name. Glorify him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He is wonderful.
Yes.
Have
yes.
Kind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. His mercy and do it to all of us.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So we praise God that. Without him, we couldn't be here.
Amen. Amen.
We wouldn't be here.
Amen.
So we're grateful to God that he has allowed us to come together on Zoom one more time.
Amen.
High has been some water, and deep and wide has been some valleys.
Yes.
And high has been some mountains.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. But we have met together. God is still in the blessing business.
Amen.
That's right. He's keeping us. Hallelujah. So we praise God for allowing us to be together one more time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everybody looking good. Everybody sounding good. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory be to God.
God don't have any ugly people.
Amen.
He made everybody beautiful.
Thank you.
Long time. And this is our time to be beautiful for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So he made good and very good.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God for him having us to be what he has us to be, because he made us for his purpose and not ours.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And a lot of time we think everything's supposed to be about us.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
We're here for God's glory.
Amen.
And nothing else.
Amen.
Anything else is sinful.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Because we belong to the Lord. Because we even said in the song, the earth is the Lord.
Amen.
Right. And the fullness therein.
Mm-hmm.
And all that dwell therein belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. And don't you forget that. Mm-hmm. You are his sheep.
Yes.
Okay. Not he's your sheep.
Amen.
But you are his sheep.
His sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're in his pastor, not yours.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you feasting from is from God's table. not your time, Lord, although we claim it. This is my table. Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right.
But we own nothing in this world.
That's right.
Joe said we bought nothing in.
That's right.
And it's certain we're going to take nothing out.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. We come here with nothing. We leave with nothing. We accumulate and accumulate and accumulate just like we can take it with us. Hallelujah. But we're going to have to leave it here for somebody to fuss and fight over.
That's right.
Right. Yep.
Get mad with one another. Speaking to your closest relative. All over something that you had and couldn't take it with you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just praise God for
yes,
all he is and all he continues to do. In our
lives.
Yeah.
James, can you hear me?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. Have a
wonderful day. Let me move a little further.
Heavenly
Father.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for everything that you have done for us, dear Lord. We thank you for this morning rising, dear Lord. Help us last night as we slumbered and slept. The Lord, you woke us up this morning.
Yes, God.
Give us a new fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you this morning.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for all your mercy and grace. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the God church.
Yes.
God, thank you. That's the blessing.
Yes.
It's all that is associated with it. Lord, bless the pastor. Bless his family and all. As we go through this terrible virus, Lord, bless us all, dear God.
Yes,
please, you care. Dear Lord, don't let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Keep us in your will, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Your God, and in your care.
Mm-hmm.
Bless dear God, the whole body. Bless us. We can become as one, dear God. Loving each other and feeling each other's care. We thank you, dear Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Ask you to bless us all, those that's sick and shut in, those that's crippled and lame, whatever it may be in their lives. Heaven,
yes, God.
Just bless your God
and
keep us.
Yes.
We will give you praise and thanks for all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Lord. Amen. For this time we share together and continue to look to the hills.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming our help.
Yes.
Knowing that it comes from the Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As long as we got him on our side, we are winners.
Oh, that's right.
There's none greater than he is.
Amen. That's right.
And Songwriter said, nobody greater than him.
Mm-hmm.
Far and wide, couldn't find nobody, no matter where they went.
Mm-hmm.
He is the greatest of all, ever been, ever will be.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He is all and all. Hallelujah. So we're grateful to God to see you again, and we're going to move into the message. Philippians 3, verse 10 through 14.
Mm-hmm.
Philippians 3:1. Over there.
Bye.
Philippians 3.
Philippians 3:10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already obtained, either were already perfect, but I follow after it, after if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the calling of God in Christ Jesus. And we're going to talk to you today on this subject. Keep pushing. Tell somebody, just keep pushing.
Just keep pushing.
And these days of trials and tribulations that we're faced with, sometimes it makes you might want to just throw in the towel and give up on it. Get attitude of what's the need. But those are the times that you need to just keep pushing.
Okay.
Because if you keep pushing, you're going to eventually get out of there.
Amen.
Now, if you don't push, then that will be a certainty that you're not going to move from where you are. You're not going to get out of what you're in. And it's just going to continue to back up, back up, and back up. All right? And so, well, you know, you have so much that it overwhelms you. So we got to keep in mind who's in charge.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I know sometimes it looks like nobody's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
But God is always there.
Yes.
And he knows when to move, mm-hmm. how to move,
amen.
What to do, and mm-hmm. what to say.
Mm-hmm.
God knows everything.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Before it even happens, he already knows it.
That's right.
Because he's everywhere at the same time, in all time periods and all time zones.
Uh-huh.
He is there at the beginning of the time.
Uh-huh.
And he's here present with us right now.
Uh-huh.
And he's at the same time, he's at the end of the time.
Amen.
So he said, I'm Alpha and Omega.
And Omega.
Beginning
and
the end.
Uh-huh.
The first and the last.
Yes.
He is here.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows your situation.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever comes your way, it comes your way because he allowed it to come your way.
Mm-hmm.
This is his will.
Mm-hmm.
In Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Concerning each of us.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, so keep that in mind,
mm-hmm.
that God wants it to come your way.
Mm-hmm.
And Sometimes we're like that vessel.
Mm-hmm.
That in the potter's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that vessel get a little marred. Get something in it that's not supposed to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to reshape it, remake it. Okay. Sometimes he has to do that with us.
That's amen. Right.
And we have it rough, but he said, many are your affliction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Many are the affliction of the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
But the Lord. The Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Will deliver them out of all of them.
Yes, he will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Didn't say some of them, but all of them. For this reason, you got to say, well, I just got to keep on pushing on.
Pushing.
Got to keep on pressing my way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this lets them know that it's not going to be no easy road.
Amen.
All the way where you ever got going. You're going to have some good. You're going to have some bad.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're going to have some ups.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some downs.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay, you're going to have some lights. You're going to have some not lights. But whatever it is, God said it is needful in your spiritual life.
My Lord.
Okay, it is needful in order for you to be fit for the kingdom. And so he's molding you. He's shaping you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's keeping you.
Amen.
Fit for the kingdom.
Yes.
And you got to go through these things in order to be what he have you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Think of them as being cleansing for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
He's cleaning you for the cleaner.
You
know, sometimes when you are washing something, something you can just put in the water and give a little swirl and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But others, you've got to scrub it. You got to think about our parents the whole time. They used to have this scrub board. Okay? They take that and run it up and down. People go to the river and use rocks to beat the stuff off, loosening it up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we got to be done like that. And all to get us the way that God wants us to go.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. To cling to things. We want to cling to things too much. And since we're clinging to it, it's hard to get you loose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the more you cling, the harder your cry has got to be.
Amen.
Get out of you. We got to stop proclaiming things that's not ours.
Yeah.
And allow the Lord to have his way. So therefore, you got to push and keep on pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay. Like this pandemic that we're in, and contrary of people against one another, going on all at the same time.
Amen. Yeah.
Okay. Some of them think, well, it ought to be over by now.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just a drop in the bucket. It's not over until God says it's over.
That's true.
And it's not needed to be over until God says it's needed to be over.
Mm-hmm.
And he has allowed these things to happen.
Come over, my Lord.
Right? So that we can call on him the more.
Mm-hmm.
He desires us to call him. He wants us to call him.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so he invites you to call him.
Mm-hmm.
He won't get mad because you called him yesterday.
Mm-mm.
He won't get mad if you called him 10 times yesterday. He wanted to get where we call him 1,000 times, or a million times, or a billion times, or a trillion times in one day. He won't get mad because that's what he's there for. He wants you to realize that he is God. He told you last week, need to be still and know that he is God. And so once you are still enough to know that he is God, then you can push.
Man,
you can't.
My Lord,
you got doubt in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You say that it's too hard for me, and we don't even try to do anything. We don't ask God. We don't try to do it ourselves. We just say it. Just let it be.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to keep on pushing through the hard trials and the tribulation. Now the Senate and the House last week could have waited the next day after that.
Right,
went on to go on with the business of the nation. But they pushed past that, went back into the House, went back into the Senate. They pushed past that and wouldn't leave until they got the mission completed. Okay. Now, if they can do it,
we can
do it too.
Yes, sir.
They can do it without God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can do it with God.
Amen. That's right.
Okay, because everything is possible with God.
Amen.
And we claim him to be ours.
Yes.
We claim him to be our Father.
Mm-hmm.
We claim to be our God. We proclaim him to be our protector. We proclaim him to be our helper. We proclaim him to be our all in all.
Yes, that's
yes,
right. Thank you, God.
So, we got to realize that and know that he is our God.
Yes, he is.
And allow him to be our God.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to push past your way.
Mm-hmm.
Push past your thoughts. Push past your ideals of how it ought to be.
Amen.
We want things to be like we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And proclaim God wants it to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure that you're dealing with what God wants and not what you want.
Amen.
All right. So know that he is God. Push past your way, till you can see God's way. Push past your ideals, till you can see God's ideals. Push past your thoughts, till you can see what God thinks. Push past it all.
And
make sure you're not dealing with your wants,
but
God, what God wants for you. And
that's
what
right.
You need to do
in
order to be what God will have us to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have some things in our lives that we think that we just can't do without.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sometimes we're blindsided by the devil.
Amen. Amen.
And God has wanting things that we shouldn't have. That's what he did with Eve. In the garden, he blindsided to do what God told her not to do.
Mm-hmm.
He made her think that she just need to eat, taste this apple. See what's going on about it, or taste the fruit, and see what's going on about it. She just thought she just had to do that, and so she did. Not about what God said. Sometimes we want something so bad that we forget about what God says about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll find ourselves justifying. It'll be all right.
Amen.
My Lord.
And maybe God did want it this way. Or maybe God don't want it this way. Or maybe God this and maybe God that. Ain't no such thing as baby God. God said what he wants to say, and he did what he wanted to do.
Amen.
And if he didn't want you to do it his way, he wouldn't have said it that way.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell you how to go through life, how to handle situations, and we'll say, yes, I know that, but this is a different situation. You don't understand. God understands and knows everything.
Everything, he sure does.
And he does nothing wrong.
Uh-uh.
And he's always right.
Yes, he is.
And he's always doing what's best for us, even though we don't think it's best for us. And since we don't think it's best for us, we find ourselves in misery. When he wants us to be joyful.
Yes, yes.
And he wants to make joyful noises unto him, not crying and moaning and groaning and whatever else we go through. But make a joyful noise. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Okay. And then you'll be able to overcome. Glory to God.
Yes.
Paul is writing to the Philippians. He was telling them how to be. Went through what he went through. And how he thought he was holding up the law of the church by what he was doing.
Amen.
He persecuted the church. He went against them because he thought that's what the law demanded of him. He had made himself righteous by the law. Okay. Some of us are law levels down.
Yep, it's blue.
Okay. We go strictly by the law. But I stopped by today to let you know that if you live by the law, you're going to have to be judged by the law. And the law says that if you're guilty of one sin, you're guilty of everyone in the book.
Did you, Pastor?
And no sin shall make it in.
Amen.
Right. Now, if you prefer to live by grace, you find that grace will cover what you can't cover. Grace will fix it for you. Grace will provide your every need.
Yes.
That you have. But we all fall short.
Amen.
Of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
We can't live and keep the law.
That's true.
If Adam and Eve couldn't keep one law, what are you doing with 10?
Amen. That's right.
That's a good question.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Amen. All right. And you when you broke one of them, you broke them all. And none of us are perfect.
No, that's no, not one.
And every one of us was born a sinner. Okay. And so we needed the law of Christ that Christ came for. And that was to bring us grace. He took on the law for us. So that we wouldn't have to live under the law.
My God, my God.
The law was our school teacher. Law tell you what's right. The law tell you what's wrong. Okay. The law will tell you how to do things. But then we find ourselves second guessing God.
Yes, sir.
And falling short on that law.
Glory be God.
Therefore, we are headed for destruction.
Okay.
But if you live under grace, Romans 8:1 says, therefore there is now there is no condemnation.
Amen.
To them that are in Christ. Okay. So when you're under grace, you're not under the law.
That's true. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You're living according to mercy and grace of Christ.
Hallelujah.
So when we do wrong, grace covers it up for us.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
All right. But just because we don't have a law over our head, doesn't mean that you should just go out here and do what you want to do.
Amen. You
still need to hold to those laws as much as you possibly can.
Glory be to God.
Then God will have it for you. Okay. Paul said that he may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made comparable into his death. In other words, he's saying all that I want to know is Christ and his power. All that any of us want to know, should want to know, is about Christ and his power.
My Lord.
In other words, we are not going to hold anything over anybody's head.
That's true.
We're going to think about what Christ has done. And to know the power that raised him from the dead. We want to share in that his suffering so that we can understand that and be like him in his death. And then there is is hope that I may myself will somehow be raised from the dead.
Amen.
Okay, so when we under grace, knowing Christ, let us know that even though I've done wrong today, I fell short today.
That's right. That's
I hope
that
I will be raised from the dead.
Yes, yes,
like
God.
Like Christ was raised. Because he has already fixed it for them.
Amen.
He said that I don't mean that I am exactly what God wants me to be.
Okay.
You know, sometimes we can act like we already arrived.
That's true.
Amen.
We got everything. We got everything right.
We are
perfect. There is no such animal, no such human on
my
the earth.
Yes, yes.
That is perfect.
My Lord.
Jesus said there's none perfect.
That's right.
But the Father.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even include himself.
Amen.
Okay, he said there's none perfect but the Father.
The Father. Glory be to God.
Okay. So Paul is saying he didn't exactly mean that what he wants mean to be. I have not yet reached that goal. We want you to know today that you haven't reached your goal.
Amen.
So you got to keep on pushing.
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
You got to push it so that you can get to that goal.
Yes.
And that goal is to be with Christ. Okay. To live with him in the place he went to prepare for us.
Yes, sir.
So he said, but I continue trying to reach it and make it mine. That what Christ Jesus wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is the reason he made me his.
Mm-hmm.
So he has made us his so that we can be what he wants us to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I told you earlier that he had to allow certain things to happen
mm-hmm.
in order to keep you in line for the prize that he is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. that is eternal life.
My Lord.
And eternal glory.
Mm-hmm.
So he continues to say, brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
I know that I still have a long way to go.
Yes, yes.
And this is Paul, the one who wrote 13 epistles in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to tell us how to live.
Mm-hmm.
What to hold on to.
Mm-hmm. What
we are capable of doing through Christ.
My Lord.
That same Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That tell us that we can do all things.
Praise God.
Through Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. That same Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Said that he was the chiefest among the sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A Hebrew of the Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
All right. That same Paul who suffered shipwreck and all other things.
Yes, he did.
Said, I have not yet reached my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not reaching our goal. We got to work until the
yes,
end.
Sir. Work to the end.
Yes.
Okay. So the scripture says, he that endure
mm-hmm.
to the end.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
Same shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he said, but there is one thing I do.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten where I want to go. I haven't reached what I want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I still have a long way to go.
My Lord.
But this is one thing that I
do know.
Doing.
Come on.
I'm forgetting what is in the past.
My Lord. And
that's a lot of our problem.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in the past.
My Lord. Mm.
But he said, I'm forgetting those things. In other words, you're talking about those things that have hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that have come up against me. Those
mm-hmm.
things that have tried to stop me. I'm forgetting about all those negative things in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to hold on to them.
Well, it's
yes.
And we'll say, I forgive you.
Uh-huh.
But I won't forget it.
I forget it. My Lord. Okay.
Paul said, you got to forget all of the things.
Yes.
If you're going to keep on pushing, then to you,
my Lord.
Go,
mm-hmm.
You got to forget those things.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? They're going to hinder you from doing yeah. what you need to do.
That's yeah. true.
Mm-hmm. They're going to hinder you.
My Lord. Mm-hmm.
Okay, from making an end. Okay. So, he said, I'm forgetting
mm-hmm.
those things that were in the past.
Yes, yes.
Try as hard as I can
mm-hmm.
to reach the goal before me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you got to forget about who lied on you.
Well, it's so.
You got to forget mm-hmm. about who hurt you.
Uh-huh. Amen.
You got to forget mm-hmm. about who went against you.
My Lord.
You got to forget everything that is bad and negative mm-hmm. in your life.
That's true.
You got to forget it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you got to forgive it.
Yes.
And don't break it up again.
Yes.
Mm.
Not talking about wiping your mind clear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's talking about getting vengeance out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because vengeance is the Lord.
Yes, it is.
And the fullness thereof.
Yes, God. Mm-hmm.
Vengeance belongs to God.
Amen. Yes.
Not you.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
So you got to forget about those things so you can push toward the mark.
Mark for the prize.
Amen.
For the high calling in Christ Jesus.
So I keep running hard toward the finish line to get the prize that is mine because God has called me
to
Christ Jesus
to
life up there in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get from earth to heaven, you got to do some pushing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you push on something, you get tired.
Uh-huh.
Keep on pushing.
Keep on pushing.
Can't lay down and rest.
Mm-hmm.
Can't take a break.
Mm-mm.
You got to keep on pushing.
Keep on pushing.
For those things that are right in Christ Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Keep on loving them.
Yes.
You know, they don't do a thing to make you
God. Mm-hmm.
Keep on holding them on.
Mm-hmm.
So ain't nobody trying to help you hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on doing those things that are good.
Yes, like sir.
Coming, having the baby.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. That baby's ready to come. When all but the baby come, she got to push.
Push. You have. Okay.
And though she don't want to push, you got to keep on pushing anyway.
Well, it's so.
So you know, when it push, it's going to make it hurt a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But even though it's going to hurt a little bit more, you got to keep on pushing because to know that if I keep on pushing, the child will come.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If I keep on pushing, the pain will be gone.
Yes.
If I keep on pushing, I will be delivered. If I keep on pushing, I shall overcome. If I keep on pushing, I'll have a new life in my life, a new joy.
If I just keep on pushing.
Pushing. Tell somebody, push. Push when you don't, when you feel like it. Push when you don't feel like it. Keep on pushing.
Yes.
Yes, push when they're lying on you. Keep on pushing.
Amen.
Tell them that I still love you.
Amen.
Your papa goes.
I care for you. You got to be on the floor. He said, brothers and sisters, join in together, following my example.
Mm-hmm.
So do what it said do. Okay. Also learn by watching those who are living the way we should live.
Amen.
So you're going to watch what's been taught to you. You're going to watch those that are living the way you're supposed to be living. And we're going to take on to that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cling to that.
That's right.
But it let you also know that there are some people going contrary to it. Okay. That's another Republican. They're going contrary. You want you don't follow them.
My law.
But they're going to have that reward. They're going to spend eternity in hell.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you worry about them. Just keep on pushing.
That's right.
Am
I right?
Don't make them allow you to give up. I call you to give up.
Mm-mm.
Keep on pushing your way for righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on pushing your way for joy.
Yes.
Keep on pushing your way for hope. Keep on pushing your way for deliverance. Keep on praying for victory. Keep pushing when things don't seem to be going right for you. When everything else seems to be against you, keep on pushing. Just know that I know the Lord is mine.
Yes,
and the Lord will deliver. I know you had the deliver.
Thank you, Lord.
I know He is my everything. And He will.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep on pushing in order that you might attain the mark.
That's true.
And what will you in the race for?
Yeah.
That is eternal life.
Yeah.
Everything else that you gain, falls that kind of as lost.
Name of Jesus.
For the cause of Christ.
Hallelujah.
You just keep on pushing for those things that's right. That's all the
Amen.
Things you need to take with you.
Name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that you raise a whole lot of fuss over.
Mm-hmm.
Cause a whole lot of fuss to be
mm-hmm.
by the after Jones. That's not important.
Amen.
Okay. But what is important? What is important is that those things you gain for Christ.
Uh-huh.
If everything you gain for yourself is for Christ.
Amen.
It is His and not yours.
Uh-huh.
And we'll go back to this statement we made earlier tonight, today. The earth uh-huh. is the Lord.
Amen.
And the fullness thereof.
Yeah.
The world and they that dwell therein. Okay, so everything is God. Okay. He has put us in as a steward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are His stewards only. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you got. God allow you to have it, to be a steward of it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And one Amen. Of these days He's coming back.
Yes, He is.
And we're going to have to give an account
mm-hmm.
of the stewardship.
Well, thank you, Lord.
Measured with these things
mm-hmm.
that came our way in our life.
My Lord.
Did you do the right thing with it?
My Lord.
Or did you do the wrong thing?
Wrong thing, that's true.
My Lord.
You got to give an account for it. Like those.
Yes.
So it's that God gave the talents to. And went on His way.
Yes.
And came back.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them had gained twice of what they had gotten.
Mm-hmm.
One had gained nothing.
My Lord.
Because they didn't put it to work.
Yes.
He got cast out of darkness.
Yes, mm-hmm. He did.
The other two got rewarded
mm-hmm.
for what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
So when you handle God's property
mm-hmm.
that you're claiming to be yours,
mm-hmm. amen.
Make sure you're handling it the way God said handle
it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do it in a way that we're going to give the increase
mm-hmm.
and not a decrease.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do it in a way that God's going to be glorified.
Amen.
Out of how we handle the situation
mm-hmm.
and not dishonor.
That's true.
Hallelujah. Show your love
mm-hmm.
that God showed His love for us.
Mm-hmm.
But we even was against Him. The scripture says, for God so loved the world
mm-hmm.
that He gave His only begotten Son. And that we might be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Just believe in Him.
Yes, God.
Keep pushing.
Keep pushing.
There's a few more times, days got to go
uh-huh.
before we'll be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
But keep on pushing.
Keep pushing.
The pandemic is getting worse instead of better. Keep on pushing.
Yeah.
Do what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
Okay. God will do it for you, make a way for you out of it.
Hallelujah.
Remember, there's no authority given except God allows it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes from God.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. And the good have to suffer with the bad.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
God will hold you. He will shield you. He will protect
you. Yes, he will.
He will take you through. This God bless you.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you to pray for my family. My mother's last sibling
passed
this week. Okay, and they were my only uncle there.
Oh, no, why you can't?
Already gone.
Okay. Oh, no, my volume, something about my volume on my phone won't go.
All right. Mother Howell, you still there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to try this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you.
God bless you.
Happy birthday
to you. He sang happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you, church, thank you, relatives. Thank you for all the cards and the gifts. I just thank you for your participation in the drive-through. Thank you all. Everybody, God bless you. I love you and I praise you. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
My Lord.
Amen.
Everything for the good day I had yesterday.
Amen.
Thank you. Friends, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All things. Christian gifts, thank you. Just want to say thank you. God bless you.
God,
Monica,
man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
Get the wine in
there. And I would like to say, Keith Swenson's family in your prayers for Daryl's brother, Richard. The Swenson family needs your prayers. So continue praying for Elder Swenson and the whole family.
Yep, they out of church.
And keep your prayers going for the Mitchell family, my husband, sister passed, and her funeral is going to be on Tuesday. Walk in at Haskins tomorrow. And they'll be buried on 70 Highway.
Amen.
Let us remember also Eldris Voice. I had said to you earlier that I learned that she was in Vidant in Greenville, in ECU. Keep her also in our prayers.
I don't know if any of you know Deacon Paul Thompson.
Yes.
From Mount Calvary. He passed this past week. And just keep the family in prayer.
Even Monica here.
Dr. Monica.
Yes.
Prayer.
She leads us in prayer.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you, God, for the opportunity to come before you.
Yes,
God. The requests that have been made known, God, is just trouble in the land, God, but we know, God, that you will deliver us out of them all. Thank you for the victory, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up this entire world before you, God, because we know, God, that you sit high and you look low. You see everything. So, Father, we pray, God, that thy will be done, God, and bless us all to be in thy will, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, continue to bless and keep us, God, this day and forevermore, God. We thank you for your word, God. We pray that your word will rest, rule, and abide. That your word will lead us and guide us and keep us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not only that we be hearers of your word, God, but be doers of your word. God, we thank you. We thank the Holy Spirit to comfort us and lead us and guide us into all truth. Father, we pray that you continue to bless Pastor Burnett and his family, God. Continue to keep a hedge of protection around him as they go through this situation, God. Have your way, Father. Keep him grounded and rooted in your word, God. In the name of Jesus, bless the church family as a whole, our family and friends, God. Continue to bless us and keep us, God, that when you call our names, God, that we will always be ready to go back with you, God. And that we will always be prepared to give someone a word of encouragement, God. In the name of Jesus, Jesus still lives and his blood still works. So we thank you, God, for the victory in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior name. Then, Father, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Continue to bless us this day and forevermore. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.